ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। लास्ट क्लास वी सॉ वी अंडर द इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट वी केम टू वाज अविद्या, इजंट इट? See, in hearing the voice of his son's voice in collective chorus chanting, the obstruction, isn't it? The simultaneous chorus chanting of others was the obstruction. Similarly, here in recognizing the self also, in knowing the distinguishing this truth of the individual also, what obstructing is the ignorance. So that's why you have to remember, Shastram does not describe the self, Shastram introduces the self. Understand? Introduction is always of somebody who is already, who's already in your presence. When you have to go and search for somebody who you do not know at all, then you need the description. When you need to know somebody whom you do not know at all, absolutely, okay, you have yet to see the person, then you need the description. Somebody you are already, whom you are experiencing, who you have in front of you, but still you do not know the person. There are two ways of, isn't it? It is knowing somebody who is not in your presence, or knowing somebody who is in your presence. When you have to know somebody who is not in your presence, then you need the description. Know the person, isn't it? You have to search for the person. You have to know reach the person. But when you have to know somebody who is already in your presence, you don't need the description, you need the introduction. Suppose she's in my class, I'm already seeing her, experiencing her, but I do not know this is the Vedika. Then you have to come and tell what now? This is Vedika. You're introducing or you are describing her? Introducing. Suppose if she's not at all here, I'm not seeing her, then there's somebody called Vedika who I had to go know. They had to describe how tall she is, how heavy she is, or how thin she is, what color dress she's wearing, all description. Then I will go with that, keeping that description in mind, I'll go in search of that person. Then I'll start, this description tallies with this person, this must be the person. I guess and I ask her, then I make sure. Is it clear? So Shastram does not describe the Atma to us. Shastram only introduces the Atma to us. Okay, so here what obstructs the self is the avidya. Is it? Therefore, what you have to know here, what this avidya is, what is this avidya? Always when some problem comes, it is very important for us to analyze. It is like when even medical science, when when people come to know about new virus, which is the cause of particular disease. To eliminate the disease, they need to know all about that virus, isn't it? It can be, suppose, HIV. Now, still the research is going on about that HIV virus. Why? Because only when they come to know all about that virus, then they can think of eliminating that. Elimination of something is possible only when you analyze and understand what it is. Here also Shastram does it. What it is, this avidya, ignorance, which really obstructs this self, which is already experienced by you, But you are not able to recognize that what you are already experiencing. You do not even know that you are experiencing. Now, unknowingly you are experiencing the Atma. If you know that Atma, then you understand what you are experiencing is nothing but that Atma. Isn't it? For which you need what? You need the introduction. And which means, for you to, you understand now, what is that which is really obstructing this Atma from becoming clear, from becoming revealed to me is the Ajnanam Avidya. But what Avidya is? So now the Avidya is analyzed. What this Avidya is? To now to understand Avidya, and here the Acharya introduces the word Prakritihi. It's called Mula Prakritihi. Mula Prakritihi or Mula Vidya. We use the word Mula Prakritihi means the original, fundamental, the subtlest matter, original form. And this matter is also uncreated. Uncreated is also beginningless. This is also what now? Indestructible. But it is of the nature of undergoing changes. Why? But this Mula Prakritihi, which is of the nature of inertness. It is of the nature of inertness. It is of the nature of undergoing changes. And this matter is, exists. Isn't it? But when you say it exists, this matter, Mula Prakriti, does not have independent existence. Even though it is uncreated, even though it is indestructible, but it is of the nature of undergoing changes, it is of the nature of inertness, but this matter, because it is of the nature of inertness, it has no independent existence, does not have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. Okay, and it is this Prakritihi, what we say, this Prakritihi is of three types, it is of three guna, three powers called Jnana Shaktihi, Kriya Shaktihi and Dravya Shaktihi. The power of knowing, power of activity and power of inertia. And these three powers, when these powers, the unmanifest, they remain as one three-stranded string. But when they manifest, they are given three different names as what? Sattva Gunaha, Tamo Gunaha and Rajo Gunaha. So this matter, which is of three gunas, which is said to be Trigunatmika Prakritihi, can be divided into three Prakritis also. Threefold Prakritihi. Threefold Prakritihi means what? First we say, the Prakriti which is predominantly Sattvic, Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi called Shuddha Sattva Prakritihi, and which is known by the term Maya. And there is a Prakriti which is predominantly Rajasic, which is known by the term Avidya. And there is a Prakriti which is predominantly Tamasic, is known by the term Prakritihi. Now we have to understand this Prakriti. Now you know what Avidya is, isn't it? This Prakriti is capable of manifesting consciousness. So the consciousness manifest in Maya, Shuddha Sattva Prakritihi or Sattvic Prakritihi. Now, this predominantly Sattvic Prakritihi called Maya is what gets the name Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha, why it's Lord, Ishwara status, the consciousness, the manifest consciousness is given the name Ishwaraha. So the pure consciousness has no name. Okay, pure consciousness doesn't get the name. The consciousness associated with the Maya. I mean, what now? How it association? Not association. What association does light have with any opaque? Light has no association with opaque, but still there's a seeming association of the light with the opaque. When the opaque comes into the picture, isn't it? Then that light gets the name also what now? Reflected light. Similarly here, the pure original consciousness manifest in Maya, reflected in Maya, gets the name Ishwaraha. Okay, the Ishwaraha is who now? The qualification attributed to whom? The manifest consciousness. Manifest where? In Maya. So manifest consciousness alone is called Ishwaraha, not the pure consciousness. Okay? Manifest in what? Maya. Sattva pradhana prakritihi. In the same way, the consciousness manifest in avidya, rajav pradhana prakritihi, gets the name Jivaha. So Jivaha and Ishwaraha are two different names attributed to two manifestations, same manifestations of the same one and the same consciousness, but two different names are given. Consciousness is the same, manifestations are also same of the same consciousness. Why two different names? Because of the difference in the manifesting medium. The Jiva is what? Dull. And the Ishwara is bright because of the brightness of the manifesting medium. Now the next question comes. Jiva and Ishwara. Okay. Now you can understand in there also you are going to see in Mandukya class also how there is no creation of Jiva. Understand? Is Jiva created? No. Jiva are created. Isn't it? Jiva is just the name given to the consciousness manifest in avidya. Isn't it? There's no creation. Then, what about, one more thing I have to discuss now. The tamav pradhana prakritihi, known by the term prakritihi, is what? This prakritihi, predominantly tamasic, that from that predominantly tamasic prakriti alone, the five elements come into existence, which means five elements are what? Vikritihi, vikritayaha. Vikritayaha means modifications of the one the prakriti which is predominantly tamasic. And from this, the elements alone, we have to understand now, this elements alone evolve this entire cosmos. We are going to see later on. Therefore, prakritihi means, I told you already, prakarshena kriti yogyatvat prakritihi. Prakarshena kriti yogyatvat means that which is kriti yogyam, that which can be shaped or converted or molded into something is called prakritihi. Okay, so moldable, that's the meaning actually. No, convertible, changeable. Nobody, it changes. It is that which it changes, undergoes a change to become something. Therefore, prakrishena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi, that out of which something is made is also called prakritihi. So any material cause becomes what? Material cause becomes the, prakriti. So here we have to understand, I told you one more thing. This consciousness manifests in avidya, which gets the name Jivaha. That Jiva, if it is not identified with the manifesting medium avidya, then there's no problem, isn't it? But the consciousness manifests in avidya, being inseparable from the manifesting medium, identified with the medium alone, becomes what? Prajnaha. Okay, but that avidya is said to be what? Avidya is the karana shariram. Remember that also before I told you. Now we are talking about what? Prakriti. Now this prakriti, this matter, that is karana shariram is avidya, isn't it? But now this karanam, cause of the universe is what? Prakritihi. We can call it material cause. Because from this Prakriti alone, elements came into existence. This much we saw in the last class, didn't we? Now we have to go to the next lesson. Today you can really enjoy, relax. And we also saw last class, 19th verse we saw, from the sattvic, now each element, look at this. Now we have five elements came into existence, means what? Space, air, fire, water, earth. These elements have come out of, are born of the tamas, predominantly tamasic prakriti. And now from each element has what? All the three gunas. Each element has all the three gunas. Is it? And there, from the sattvic aspect, even though they come from predominantly tamasic prakriti, all the three have all the three gunas, you know, and they have itla tasattvam, isn't it? So from the sattvic aspect of the elements, of all the five elements, respectively, five sense organs were born. A set of five sense organs was born or came into existence out of this, from this, you know, sattvic aspect of elements. So respectively, kramat means respectively, from the sattvic aspect of space came the power of hearing. The sattvic aspect of air came the power of touch, subtle power of touch. And from the sattvic aspect of the fire came the power of seeing. The sattvic aspect of the water came the power of taste. The sattvic aspect of the earth came the power of smelling. Now you know the sattvic aspects of the five elements alone, the space, air, fire, water, earth, the five subtle sense powers were born respectively. Okay, this card now, Indriya Srishtihi. Indriya Srishtihi means what now? Indriya Srishtihi means the manifestation of sense powers. Sense powers have manifested from where? Emerged from where? Emerged from this subtle, a sattvic aspect of elements. Now he is going to say, next verse he says, in the 20th verse he said, Tairantakaranam sarvaihi vritti bhedena tadvidha mano vimarsha rupam syat buddhisya nischayatmika. Okay. Now, taihi antahkaranam, taihi sarvaihi antahkaranam ajayata. You can say that. We have to add one more word. Na? Taihi sarvaihi antahkaranam sajayata. Now, having mentioned the emergence of subtle sense powers from the sattvic aspects of the elements. In this verse, the author presents how the antahkaranam. Antahkaranam is what? The internal or the inner sense organ. Isn't it? These five sense powers are external sense organs. The inner organ, see, it is not, why we should, organ in immediately don't think of some lump. Okay. It is subtleness, inner organ, it's not, I shouldn't even say inner organ here. Antahkaranam is what now? Indescribable, no, non-picturizable, subtlest, isn't it? Antahkaranam, the inner organ, Why do you call it inner? It is very subtle. It is subtler than the sense organs or sense powers also. Nothing is organ here. Just I tell you, here is the power, you can say the function of mentation. The mind is nothing but function. The function of something called function of mentation, which is otherwise called inner organ, antahkarnam, that came into existence. How? All the sattvic aspects, all the five sattvic aspects together, all sattvic aspects of all the five elements together, emerged as what? The mind. Called mind or antahkaranam, the inner organ. Taihi antahkaranam samajayata. Taihi means what now? Taihi sarvaihi. Taihi sarvaihi means from all those five sattvic aspects of the five elements together came into existence the antahkaranam. Now he is going to talk about this antahkaranam. Vritti bedena dvidha means what? The inner organ, is of two types. Two types. Why do you say in two types? Not two inner organs. Inner organ is one. The antahkaranam is one. But it is of two types. Means what now? It is given two different names. Why? Vritti bhedena. Due to the difference in functions. Vrittihi means function here. Be careful. Vrittihi also means thought. But here the word vrittihi means function. Vritti bhedena, because of the difference in the function, this inner organ called antahkaranam is said to be two types, dvidha. Not two types actually, not two. Is a two different names are given to the same antahkaranam, in keeping with the difference in two types of functions. What is now? Manovimarsharupam syat. Buddhisyanischayatmika. See, the antahkaranam itself is what? Function of mentation. This function of mentation involves two types of functions. One is what now? The function of analyzing the pros and cons. Analysis of the pros and cons is said to be what now? No, vimarsha rupaha. The function in the form of analyzing the pros and cons now. Suppose, is it good or not? You are not 100% clear. You are not clear, no, it is good, it is not good, it is right, it is not right, it is wrong, it is not wrong. That you are not clear, is it? You are not decisive about something being right or wrong, good or bad. Like that is called what now? That indecisive, the function of being indecisive, isn't it? The function of indecision is also what called, you can say, the sort of, it involves what? Analysis of pros and cons. It's very cloudy. Is it going to rain? It may rain. No, it may not rain. How can I do, Guna? No, like this it goes on and on. It's called what now? Analysis of pros and cons. But sometimes you are very clear. No, it will rain. Let me take the umbrella and go. I have no doubt. It's going to rain. I don't even trust the weather cast announcement here. But still I know it's going to rain. Very clear. or I believe the weather report, so let me take it. The decision, isn't it? The function of being decisive, the function of deciding is what? Nischayatmika buddhi, isn't it? So nischaya means definiteness. So nischayatmika means the function of deciding, resolving, isn't it? It's covered in buddhi, given the name buddhi. The function of dilemma, the doubts, dilemma implies what? Mind. Both are functions only. So we give it to the manaha. When do you say manaha? If there's a doubt, if there's analysis, mind. If there's a conclusion, there's a resolve, there's a decision, we is buddhi. What is avidya? What is ignorance is? Now, where has it come from? How is it possible? When you analyze, this is manaha. Avidya is nothing but product of prakriti. If you say it is what? Buddhi. Doubt or analysis implies what? Manaha. Clear, doubt-free knowledge or decision, conclusion is what? Buddhihi. So because there's two different types of functions, the same antakkanam, one and the same antakkanam, given two different names as manaha and buddhihi. Now what you have understood now? 5 plus 2. The one antakkanam, you can say 2. Why? Because there are two functions. So 5 sense organs, plus 2 aspects of the mind, emotional aspect and intellectual aspect of the mind, called manaha and buddhihi, all of them are products of sattvic aspect of the elements. Now, sense organs are products of corresponding sattvic aspect of element. But all the 5 sattvic aspects of all the 5 elements together, have given, is it? From them, this sense mind has come into existence. Is it clear? We'll go to the next one. Buddhihi, manaha, vimarsha. That's called vimarsha rupaha, means analysis of the function of. Analysis of the pros and cons. Okay. So, buddhihi syat nischayatmika. Nischayatmika means that which is of the nature of definiteness. Is it? It's called buddhihi. That is of the nature of doubtfulness is called manaha. Now, rajomshai panchabhistesham. Kramat karmendriyani to Vakpani pada payupastha Abhidanani jagire. See, jagire means again were born, had been born. So they came into existence. What came into existence? No, he says, 5 panchakarma indriyani. Karma indriyani. Karma indriyani, but now subtle powers obtaining in organs of actions. Subtle powers obtaining as the organs of actions. What are they now? Hands, legs, seeing, no? Hands, legs, organ of speech, reproductory organ and excretory organ. No, 5. So, walk. Walk means organ of speech. So, the power obtaining, the power because of the presence of which alone the physical part, the vocal cords are able to make noise, isn't it? So, walk means organ of speech. Pani means hands. Pani hand. Padaha foot. So, Pani Padav means what now? Pani Padav means you can say Pani Padav means legs and hands. Payu means the Payu. is excretory organ, upastham reproductory organ. Now, payu upastham. So, all the five powers, subtle powers, because of which alone all these five, you know, organs of actions function. So, we call them five organs of actions. Organ means don't think of something very gross, okay, subtle I'm talking about. The all of them, known abhidanani. So, the five organs of actions, you know, termed as what? Vak, Pani, Pada, Payu, Upastha, etc. All the five. Karma Indriyani. Raja Tesham Panchabihi Rajomshaihi Jaggire. So from the rajasic aspect of those five elements. Okay. The seven are coming takes in from sattvic aspect. The rajasic aspect of five elements. The five Karmendriyani were born. Five powers of organs of actions were born of the rajasic aspect of the five elements. This we always study in Atthubodha also. But now you know, now what is, where is my seeing power? Has, no? That is why whenever anything goes wrong with anywhere, and we invoke the grace of that Lord. Samashti Deva, you are going to see in the Devatas also later on. So Rajomshaihi Panchabihi, five rajasic aspects of those elements, Kramat respectively, the five Karmendriyani known as Vakpanipada Payupastha were born. Which means now you can understand Vak. What rajasic aspect of what has become Vak? Rajasic aspect of, you know, Pani, Pada, Payu, like the corresponding rajasic aspects of the elements have become what now? These five organs of actions. Okay, now, Tai Sarvai Sahitai Prano. Here some easy lessons. We are not learning anything new here, but still I wish to know, now it can be very clear, isn't it? Tai sarvai sahitai prano vritti bhedat sa panchadha. Vritti bhedat sa panchadha. Prano pana samana. Samanascha. Udanavyanau chate punaha. So, just as from all the sattvic aspects of all the five elements together, you know, gave rise to what now? The five sense, now antakarana mind. One antakarnam, similarly, all the rajasic aspects of all the five elements together became five pranas. Taihi sarvaihi sahita, sahitaihi. Sarvaihi sahitaihi means by all those five rajasic aspects of the elements, pranaha ajayata. See, only one prana came into existence. One pranaha is a name for the physiological function in general. And the function of mentation came into existence from sattvic aspects. And the function of physiology, isn't it? The physiological function called prana was born out of the functions. Now, that is where prana came into existence. How? From the all the rajasic aspects of all the five elements together became what? Prana. But this pranaha, again, is said to be of five, is it? Divided to five. So don't take the five pranas. The prana is only one. Only prana gets five different names. Why? Vritti bhedat, due to the difference in functions. One prana is involved in five different functions. Therefore, one prana is given five different names in keeping with the five different functions. But prana is only one. And this prana is product of the rajasic aspect of all the five elements. So, 5 plus 5, 5 karmendriyani and 5 pranas, okay, totally 10 of them came into existence from the rajasic aspect of elements. Is it clear? It's not very serious class today, but still it's important to know. It's also important, isn't it? Now you're understanding what? It's called, it is a postmortem of an individual. You know, with the help of the Shastra, we are understanding what is an individual, isn't it? You understood what your mind is, understood what your intellect is, you understood what your ignorance is, haven't you? Now you are understanding also what your sense powers are, what your powers of organs of actions are, what your pranas are. My God, you understood now what? The whole sukshma. What is the sukshma in sitting in this stula? You know, what is it now? Isn't it? Therefore, taihi sarvehi means taihi sarvehi rajomshehi sahitehi. But no. Pranaha ajayata. That pranaha, saha pranaha, vritti bhedat panchadha. That one prana is given five different names due to the difference in functions. What are those functions? Pranopana samanaha cha udana vyano cha te punaha. They totally five. What are they? Pranaha, involved in function of respiration. Apanaha, involved in the function of excretion. Samanaha, involved in the function of digestion. Udanaha, involved in the function of retention. And vyanaha, involved in the function of circulation. Five different functions. Okay, now, today I want to cover some more verses, because simple verses, not difficult. Now he is going to introduce. Now you have learnt what now? You have understood the origin of how the sense powers have originated, how the mind has originated, how the powers of organs of actions have originated, how five pranas have originated. Totally what now? 17. Five sense powers, 2 antahkaranam, and 5 powers of organs of actions, 5 physiological functions, totally 17. Now he is going to say that. Look at this. In one sentence he is defining sukshma shariram in one verse. Now, verse number 23 defines the subtle body. Sukshma shariram. Look at this. Buddhi karmendriya prana pancha kairmana sadhiya. Buddhi karmendriya prana pancha kairmana sadhiya. Shariram sapta. Tadashabhis sukshmam tallingam uchyate. Sukshmam tallingam uchyate. See, buddhi, karma, indriya, prana, panchakaihi, manasadhiya, saptadashabhihi. Look at this. Saptadashabhihi means what? With these 17 aspects. What are the 17 aspects here? Buddhi. Buddhi means what now? Buddhi indriyani. 5 sense organs. Karma indriya. Karma indriyani. 5 powers of organs of actions. 10. Then prana panchakaihi. 5 pranas. Manasa mind. intellect dhiya. Dhiya, dhi means intellect, manasa, mind, then prana panchaka, five physiological functions, indriyam, na, buddhi karma indriya means what now? Sense organ, buddhi, first word buddhi stands for jnana indriyani. Second word karma stands for karma indriyani. Buddhi indriyani, karma indriyani means organs of sense organs and organs of actions. 5 plus 5, 10. Then pancha, prana panchakaihi, 5 physiological functions, 15. Then manaha and dehi, mind and intellect. Na, two of the function of mentation. So totally 17. So sapta dasha means 17. Number 17 in Sanskrit is what? Sapta dasha. Sapta dasha bihi, with all the 17 aspects which are the products of sattvic and rajasic aspects of the elements. No, which come into existence, shariram sukshmam tallinga muchyate, is said to be what now? All the 17 aspects together form, what now? Contribute for the formation of the subtle body. There is no such thing called subtle body which is perceptible, which is has form, but it is imperceptible, formless, subtle aspects obtaining in the gross body, the 17. Okay? The 17 are products of sattvic and rajasic aspect of the elements. So, yes, sukshmam shariram uchyate. Sukshmam shariram uchyate means what now? The 17 aspects together is said to, you know, together as one body, said to be what now? Subtle body. And subtle body is also known as linga shariram. Tal lingam uchyate. Lingam means what now? Lingam is actually that which is, anything a symbol is called a lingam. Now Shiva lingam stands for the Ishvara. Isn't it? Like that, no, lingam means it's a clue. Lingam also means clue. So now, the subtle body is also called linga shariram because it becomes a clue, it serves because only through the linga shariram, what now? You recognize consciousness. Without this, because only in the mind, consciousness is manifest. See, if the consciousness is not manifest, what will happen? It will become the pure, it will be pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is non-recognizable, non-accessible. For you to recognize the presence of consciousness, mind becomes what? A clue. When the bulb is there, the filament and the bulb and the filament become the clue for the electricity passing. If there is no bulb and if you go and put your finger there, what will happen? We will have a clue. Isn't it? Isn't it? We have to touch and we'll have a clue. If we are alive, we'll remember there's a clue. So, therefore, it's a clue, isn't it? It's a sort of a proof, isn't it? In fact, so the bulb and the filament do not lend existence to the electricity, but bulb and the filament help us recognize the presence of the electricity. Do not make the electricity existent and present, but they make the electricity recognizable, therefore accessible. Isn't it? Similarly here also, the sukshma shariram, therefore what you can say now, bulb is the lingam clue or the symbol, therefore you can say it's a symbol, isn't it? The always visible form becomes a symbol for the invisible, something invisible, isn't it? Here also, the sukshmaram also is invisible, isn't it? But still, the sukshma shariram becomes what now? The consciousness is. How do you say now? Consciousness is, but still the presence of the consciousness, existence of consciousness, the independent existence of consciousness becomes recognizable only with the help, through the subtle body. Okay, therefore we say what, that's why it's called Linga Shariram. It is the lingam for recognizing the consciousness. For us also what now, any murti also what now, any murti, the lingam which represents the Lord, therefore it's called what now, lingam. So lingam, lingam uchyate, you call linga dehaha or linga shariram, means sukshma shariram. So now he has beautifully defined briefly in one verse all the 17 aspects he mentioned. All the 17 aspects, products of sattvic and rajasic aspects of elements, constitute the subtle body, which because of which alone consciousness becomes recognizable. Therefore, they become the clue, isn't it, for the recognition of the consciousness. If they said to be what now? This also is known as linga dehaha. Is it clear? Prajnastatrabhimanena taijasattvam prapadyate hiranyagarbhatamishah tayor vyashti samashtita tayor vyashti samashtita. Now you have to remember that old lesson. Now what do we have? Now you had avidya. What is avidya? Don't forget, because we come to prakriti, isn't it? What is avidya? Rajav pradhana prakritihi. Now we have discussed what now? Tamak pradhana prakriti, job is over, isn't it? Now we are talking about what now? This rajav pradhana prakritihi, the prakriti which is predominantly rajasic, known by the term avidya, is the karana shariram. We understood. From that karana shariram, that then the consciousness manifests in that avidya, the karana shariram is jivaha. That manifest consciousness, the jiva obtaining in the avidya, identified with that avidya, karana shariram, gets the name what? Prajnaha. Understand? Now that prajnaha, that jivaha, prajnaha, identified with the avidya, the karana shariram is the prajnaha, the same jiva, the same prajna, now identified with the sukshma shariram, understand? Identified with the mind, intellect and subtle aspects, gets the name taijasaha. The same consciousness is manifest in what? Everything. The same consciousness manifest in causal body called avidya, not the body. Ignorance is the cause, isn't it? Avidya, which is known as the karana shariram, identified there, gets the name what? Jiva, now already jiva, isn't it? Gets the name taijasa. The same consciousness, that prajna, now identified with his subtle body, it gets the name what? Taijasaha. Is it clear? Clear or not? So who is Taijasa? Same consciousness, same jiva, identified with the subtle body. Subtle is what now? Again, karyam. Karya deha. Like, karanam is avidya, isn't it? Karyam is what now? Again, isn't it? So, karyam, now, is said with taijasaha. Okay, now we'll go to the next one. Because originally, all of them are matter only. You have to remember that. Everything is matter, isn't it? Avidya is matter, maya is matter, then prakriti is also matter. Therefore, all of them are in it. Maya is in it, avidya is in it, prakriti is in it. Therefore, all their products are also what? In it only. Now, the same, I told you one thing. The consciousness manifest in maya gets the name what? Ishwaraha. It is Ishwaraha. And that Ishwaraha, the law, we say, Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha, now we say, that Ishwara, now identified with this, what now? Tayoho. That identified the total subtle body. Total subtle body, samashti. Okay? See, vyashti subtle body, samashti subtle body. The total subtle manifestation, the same consciousness Ishwara, known as Ishwara, now manifest in this total samashti sukshma prapancha, total subtle bodies, totality of subtle bodies, gets the name Hiranya Garbha. Is it clear now? What is Hiranya? Now you can say, avidya is the karana shariram, prakriti is the karana prapancha. Cause. Elements and the elementals. What is the cause of elements and the elementals? Prakriti. Which is predominantly tamasic. Is it clear? Not the elements and the elementals means what now? All the sense subtle and the gross. We went to study the gross. We are still in subtle only. But in between we are understand the names also. See, consciousness is a independent Brahman, isn't it? What is Brahman? The limitless reality. Beginningless, endless, changeless, eternal, all-pervasive, independent, reality, that consciousness. That apart from consciousness, what is there? Matter. Prakriti. And that prakriti is three types. Sattva pradana, ajav pradana, and tama pradana. So we call what now? Maya, avidya, prakriti. And these three prakritis also, now we understood the sattva pradana prakriti, the maya, the consciousness is manifest in all the three. So consciousness manifest in maya gets the name Ishwara. Consciousness manifest in avidya is called the jiva. The consciousness, now we are talking about what now? The same consciousness, jiva and Ishwara alone, get the different names now. Jiva and Ishwara get different names. When this consciousness, manifest in the sattva pradana, the raja pradana. Here we talk about this. Identified with this subtle body, individual subtle body, jiva becomes what? Taijasaha. And the same Ishwaraha associated with this, samashti, the totality of subtle bodies, gets the name Hiranya Garbha. So who is Hiranya Garbha? Ishwara. Who is Taijasaha? Jivaha. Who is Pragyaha? Jivaha. Who is Ishwaraha? Consciousness manifest in Maya. Very good. That you have to remember. Samashti Risha Sarvesham. Swatma Tadatmya Vedanat. తదభావాత్తతోన్యేతు కథ్యంతే వ్యష్టి సంజ్ఞయా. స్వ ఆత్మ తాదాత్మ్య వేదనాత్. ఆత్మ తాదాత్మ్యం మీన్స్ ఐడెంటిటీ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ విత్ ది మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ మీడియం. లుక్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ్య తాదాత్మ్యం. ఆత్మ తాదాత్మ్యం, తాదాత్మ్యం మీన్స్ ఐడెంటిటీ. ఓకే, so identity with the manifesting medium. Which identity of whom here? Atma. So identity of the self with the manifesting medium is called Atma Tadatmyam. It is like saying what? If you see the reflection of your face in the mirror, isn't it? There is original face, and there is reflected face, and there is a reflecting medium, the mirror. Three things comes: reflecting medium, mirror, reflection of the face, and the original face. Three. And here, the original face is distinct from the reflecting medium, the mirror, and the reflection obtaining on the medium. But reflection is definitely nothing but the original face. But here what can you do? The reflection, because of the inseparability of the reflection and the reflecting medium, vagartha viva sampratav, isn't it? It is inseparable, like the word and its meaning. What is that? Reflection and the reflecting medium. Here also, the manifest consciousness and the manifesting medium, the, I told you already, avidya or many, but maya is one. Avidya are many, isn't it? Therefore, the many manifest, many jivas are many, because manifestations are many. Manifestations of many with reference to jiva, because jivas are many. Why? Because manifesting media are many, whereas maya is one. Therefore, how many Ishwaras are there? Only one. Why? Because Ishwara is one, because maya is one. Is it clear? Now we say here, and atmyat atma tadatmyat, due to the identity with, identity of the self with the manifesting medium, no? Because that knowledge of identity, sarvesham samashtihi ishaha. No. Tad abhavat tataha anyetu katyante vyashti samyaya. Now he says that there is a knowledge. Because Ishvara, on the part of Ishvara, there is no ignorance. There is no ignorance. Whereas the part of the Jiva, there is ignorance. What happened now? Therefore, there is a Jivaha. There is a Vyashtihi. There is identity. Because of the identity, what happens? There comes the individuality. The individuality is because of the wrong identity. Is it clear? Individuality is because of the wrong identity. Okay. Now, he is going to talk about, now he has to talk about what now? He has discussed what now? Now, the jivas are there, Ishvara is there, maya is there, avidya is there, then prakriti has become elements, and from the elements, sattva, rajasic aspects, sense powers, all the subtle aspects have come into existence. Even now, enjoyment is not possible, isn't it? Instrument of enjoyments are ready. Enjoyer is there, but object of enjoyment is not there. Is it clear now? It is like what now? Even all of them are there. Still experience is not possible. Still enjoyment is not possible. The enjoyer is there without being able to enjoy. The instruments of enjoyment are there. They are not. They are all on holiday. So they had to come back to their offices to start functioning as they had to be in the, for the functions to happen, for the activities to happen, they must be in their office rooms. They need the office rooms now. Therefore, permission you need, no? You need a space for you to go and sit and work. Which means that the golakams are required. So physical body is required. Without the gross physical body, instruments of enjoyment and experience cannot function as instruments of experience. And therefore the employer of the instruments of experience cannot employ and enjoy the benefit of operating the instruments also. The experience, sukha, dukkha, anubhavaha, bhogaha is not possible if you do not have bhoga ayatanam. An abode of enjoyment, bhoga ayatanam is required for the enjoyment of bhoga. Experience. For the bhoga, for enjoyment, bhoga itself means enjoyment only. For bhogaha, bhogaya, you need what? Bhoga ayatanam. For enjoyment, you need an abode of enjoyment. Without the instruments of enjoyment also, without the mere ayatanam will be of no use. Imagine without all the five sense powers, you have the physical body with the mind. What will happen? Still, you will be lying down sleeping all the time. Now, even the mind wakes up, but you can see sometimes only hearing power is not there. The seeing power is not there. That person enjoys only four objects. If somebody is deaf and dumb. They have to see certain things. No? Which means for the total enjoyment of the world, you need what? All the instruments of enjoyment you need. Therefore, for that, now what should we do? For which, now what is left behind is tamasic aspect of the elements. The tamasic aspects of elements alone later on become the gross bodies. Now for the tamasic aspects, now aspect of the elements also, when they are single, no, tamasic aspect of the element, tamasic aspect of the space element, tamasic aspect of the air element, tamasic aspect of the fire element, all elements, when they are unmixed, they are subtle elements. All the tamasic aspects have to become gross elements. For them to subtle aspects to become gross, they have to be grossified. For the grossification, they have to be mixed. Mixed, no? So how the mixing takes place? That is said here now. How the mixing takes place. Mixing of the tamasic aspect of the elements. Now what happened now? Only now the gross elements are going to come. Is it clear? The gross elements are going to come. First of all, you need gross elements. For which you want, you have, from which alone the gross bodies have to be produced. So the gross bodies have to be born out of gross elements. And for the gross elements, there must be grossification. And the grossification of the elements has to take place. And for gasification, which aspect of the elements is used? Only tamasic aspect. Is it clear? Tamasic aspect of the elements alone become the gas, go through the gasification. So each elements becomes divided into two halves. Tamasic aspect of each element becomes divided into two halves. First. Then second half of the each tamasic aspect of each elements again becomes divided into four, which means each tamasic aspect of each elements becomes divided into two parts, and there again the second half what now becomes divided into four. Therefore 1/8 of each element joins the other four elements. 1/8 of each, 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each element, 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each element joins the tamasic aspect of other elements. So what happens now? Each element has its own half tamasic aspect, its own half tamasic aspect, 1/8 of the other four elements. So having each element having its own half a tamasic aspect, and having the 1/8 of other four elements, tamasic aspect other four elements, each element becomes what now? Gross element. It's called grossification of elements. Got it? See, all that the author wants to say is, you need bhoga ayatanam. So, after all, this 80 kilos of this body is nothing but product of or no gross elements. See, elements themselves are products of what? Prakriti is what? Predominantly tamasic. Understand? That's what he's going to talk about now. Tadbhogaya punarbhogya bhogaya bhogayatana janmane panchikaroti bhagavan pratyekam viyadadikam. See, panchikaranam means grossification. Aindakkudal. Ovvandrayum aindakkudal. Understand? Panchikaranam means grossification. So, Bhagavan panchikaroti. Bhagavan means what now? The law and order. Now the knowledge backed by knowledge is what now? Panchikaroti. How does the panchikaranam happens? Isn't it? Panchikaranam happens. Panchikaranam panchikaroti Bhagavan. What? Pratyekam viyadadikam. Each and every one of these five elements, such as space, etc., he grossifies them. He may not know. There's a grossification takes place. For which what he's, for what? What does he, why should these elements become grossified? In order to produce the gross bodies. So convert the subtle elements into gross elements, then grossify the elements. From the grossified elements alone, now gross bodies have to come into existence. For what? Bhogaya. Tad bhogaya. Tad bhogaya means what now? It is tesham bhogaya. Jivanam bhogaya. Ishvara, see look at this. Tad bhogaya means tesham jivanam bhogaya. Only jivas alone have to experience what? Enjoy the world, and enjoying the world, they will go through, they will experience what? Pains and pleasures. Without enjoying something, you cannot experience pain or pleasure, isn't it? How can you, without enjoying the chili, how can you say it is hot, you don't like it? You had enjoyed the object, then experience the experience of it will be what? Desirable or undesirable, isn't it? So we had enjoyed the experience. So here he says, bhogaya, tad bhogaya, for the enjoyment of the jivas, punaha again, bhogya, bhog ayatana janmane, for creating, for bringing into existence the abode of enjoyment. Bhoga ayatanam means abode of enjoyment. Bhoga ayatana janmane, for creating, for the birth of the abode of enjoyment, of the objects of enjoyment. So, bhogya means objects of enjoyment. Bhoga ayatana means an abode of enjoyment. Janmane means for the birth of, for the creation or for creating the abode of enjoyment of objects. For the enjoyment of the jivas, for the sake of the, you know, jivas enjoyment, Bhagavan gratifies each and every element, is it? How does he convert the subtle elements into gross elements? That is going to say in the next verse. Dvidha vidhaya chaikaikam chaturdha prathamam punaha swasvetara dvitiyam shaihi yojanat pancha panchate. The whole grassification is put in one shloka. Only one verse, he presents the method of grassification of the elements. He says, dvidha vidaya cha eka ekam. Each elements, now Ishvara, Ishvara means what now? The order. No, Ishvara means order. Each elements is divided, the element is divided into two bits, two halves. Then, that ekam, that each half of the each element, you have to remember here, not element here, tamasic aspect of the elements, no, are divided into two halves. And each aspect, each half again, chaturdha, no, prathamam punaha. Again, what now? The second half of each element, each tamasic aspect of each element is divided into four. Now, what happens? Sva itara dvitiya amshaihi yojanat. Pancha panchate. Now, what he says now? That 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each element joins the other four elements, Therefore, now each element becomes what now? Grassified element, grass element. The grass element is that which has tamasic, half of the tamasic aspect of its own, plus 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of other four. Now, akasha, viyad means akasha. The space has tamasic aspect of its own half and 1/8 of tamasic aspect of 1/8 of the air, 1/8 of the fire, 1/8 of the water, 1/8 of the earth. Like each element has what now? 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of other four elements with half of its own. Each grass element has half of its own plus 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of other four elements. This is what now we have got the grass elements. Now you can understand it's called panchikaranam, grassification. Why does Bhagavan want to do this grassification? Because he, in order to create the grass bodies. Grass bodies are for what? Bhoga ayatanam, for the enjoyment, for they are the abode of enjoyment of the objects. Bhogya bhoga ayatanam means the abode of enjoyment of the objects, external objects. And who should stay there and enjoy through in this abode of enjoyment? Who should be the enjoyer? Jivas, is it? So jivas are the enjoyers, and who for them to be able to enjoy the external objects, thereby to experience the punya papa, to exhaust the karma, isn't it? They need what? An abode of enjoyment and instruments of enjoyment. Instruments of enjoyment have already been manufactured. They have to be fixed in the respective places. Now for that you need what? Abode is required, and for the sake, for the creation of the physical bodies alone, very thoughtfully elements, the tamasic aspect of elements have been taken and divided into two halves. Then again the second half has been divided into four parts, and on 1/8 of each element has joined the other four. Therefore, now each element having its own half and having 1/8 of the other elements, all elements have become grass elements. Is it clear? Now we are going to talk about cabbage and the nabujin, okra, everything tomorrow, next class. Now then we will talk about what now, Vaishvanara, everything. In few verses, you will have a clear, actually Vidyaranya Swami is so clear. He will not leave you anywhere, any vagueness. Everything will become clear. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.